Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Adam Schefter here on the Rich Eisen Show. Where does things with Brady stand right now?
Jeff Owens can basically, handicap the Titans as the favorite right now.
I put the Titans and the Raiders right now as the front runners for Tom Brady.
With the first pick, the Sweet Lose select the Tennessee Titans.
It's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England, because it is a very real...
Nobody's listening to me.
Very real...
Gonski.
It's more likely than not that Tom Brady leaves the Patriots.
Every insider needs to actually use, I'm hearing...
My understanding.
Same, right? Christian, same thing. Like,
the feeling is what?
Right now.
Do we get to Nobody sing Take Me Out to the Ballpark?
Take Me Out to the Ballpark?
Take Me Out to the Ballpark.
I would not sing it like that.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm back here at Twin Peaks, Fort Myers, Florida. We'll get back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Breaking sports story, as you heard, it looks like the National Football League could have a new collective bargaining agreement. We'll find out more tomorrow when the player reps get the opportunity to vote. But the owners, they're all aboard. It's interesting. This is good for Tom Brady. If you're Tom Brady right now, if you're one of these free agents out there, they are rushing to put this thing together before we get to the new calendar financial year. So
I'm blown away how quick
they're trying. Money.
Yeah, but I need somebody to do the math for me. Okay. I'm only good at percentages. Yeah.
All right.
How much money will they actually have?
You're JD Martinez. He's good.
How much money will they actually have?
Right now,
how much of a difference will it actually make when it comes to, like, right away, before free agency starts in the next 3 weeks? What? How much money? Are they going to have $25 million? Is each team going to have an extra $25 million?
I don't believe it'll be
that. Or is
it
going to be something like five?
See if we can find out.
I feel like it's going to be five.
Tyler, see who... See if we can
it
figure
could
it
be
out.
Seven,
well,
Joe.
Right now, if you look at it, this past year, Christian, I'll do the math. In this past year,
okay, go ahead.
They were at $188 million. We're looking at closing in on $200 million. They claim it's between $198 and $200, and they'll give the final figure right when they get to days before. But let's average it out at $200 million. If that's the case, then it went up 6% from a year ago. So the normal increase would be 6%. How much higher will it go from there? Because if it goes 6% next year, we're talking about $212 million plus whatever increment now they move up. And they're giving
next
it,
year.
Next year.
See,
they're giving 1%.
If you want to know what it is this year, this year is what matters.
I think, to me, now I start thinking like an NBA player. So if you're telling me right now, if you're my age, you're telling me right now, don't sign a multi-year deal.
1 year deal.
Because there's going to be more money a year from now.
Just the opposite of what it will do. So what it will do is it will allow teams now to know that next year and the year after and the year after that, there's going to be a lot more money. So you're going to see those voided deals. You're going to see those phony deals which you're willing to take on some hard cap money because you're going to have more money to play with next year, the year after.
Or a lower cap number in year one of the deal, knowing that next year it's going to skyrocket.
Correct.
So you might have a $25 million cap hit, a $20 million. Next year it could be $38, $40, and it's no big deal.
Right.
Because the cap's going up so much.
Yeah, so the money is not a big deal right now for the players, but what it does for teams is it allows them now to know there's going to be a lot more money, and it could be considerably more money because what they're going to do is they're going to negotiate with these networks, and who knows, maybe the digital sources are going to come into this. Amazon Prime, Hulu, who knows who comes into it? Maybe, streaming, who knows? What they're going to do is they're going to put that out for a bid. And that's going to be a lot more money that's going to be involved. So it's going to have a lot of ramifications.
I just need to know if this is going to force every person's analogy and opinion to reset based on what's possible for the Patriots to pay out.
Do the gun skis move over to the space skis?
Because, my whole thing was, they can't afford them, they can't pay them, they won't do it. It's too much of an issue. They can't overcome the $13.5 million cap hit. So they can't do it. So, everybody knows this. So now, does it allow them to kind of give themselves a cushion? Does it allow the Patriots to add $10 million a year? Give them $50 million guaranteed?
See, I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it changes it, but it made everybody more comfortable saying, we might not be able to. Before, we were thinking $25 million was a little bit too much because when you factor that in, we won't be able to build around you. Now, all of a sudden, $25 is okay because now we got extra cash to build around you. So I don't know if it changes Brady's number, but it makes them feel better about being able to pay him maybe what he would want while still being allowed to go out there and put players on the field.
But it also gives all those other teams more money.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think it takes Brady's number to 25 to 35. Yeah. No,
it's got to take it from 15 to 25.
I was going to say, it might make it to 16, 17 million to 25 million, knowing that, now we got an extra 10 to go out there and sign that tight end or sign that lineman whatever.
This may be the diamond
they can structure it again with that void year. They can do some of that stuff. And once you do that, because that was taken away from them, right? They lost that. They did that last year. New Orleans did it with Drew Brees. That is back on the table again, where you can do those voided years, and now you can push that dead money going forward. You asked a question earlier, what happens about the players this year if we go from a 16-game schedule to a 17-game schedule? Well, here's what happens. Under the proposed collective bargaining agreement, each player will get an extra game check, all right? But it's going to be capped at $250,000. So what happens is you're gonna get 1/16th in an extra paycheck. All right, they're gonna take that, they average, and they're gonna add it, but they're gonna cap it at $250,000. So if you're making $1 million a game, you're not getting $1 million a game. You're getting $250,000.
I got a problem with that.
Well, here's the thing.
I got a problem with that.
That's a $4 million player.
Okay. Yes.
That's a $4 million player. So if you're $8 million player. If you're a $10 million, $15 million player, you're going to sit there and say, "Well, you're going to give me how much?" No, $16 million player. Do the math. I make $1 million a game. I can only make $250 now. All of a sudden, to play one more game,
it's like working Saturday doing the game.
Exactly, Conte. But what you need to do then? So right now, this is what the owner said. The owner said, "Oh, this is good for them. They'll like this. Give this to them." The players are gonna say exactly what Lou just said. Whoa. Wait a second. So what you're telling me, now what happens to your bonuses? So right now I got clauses in my contract.
See, that's a good one.
I got clauses in my contract. I catch 30 passes.
That's a good one.
Benefit to me, I got an extra game to catch 30 passes. I'm an owner. No. Yeah. We don't want that. I don't want that. That game, now you have to catch 35.
Yeah.
Because we're going to prorate for that also. Again, it has to go through the players. That to me is an issue.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting paid 1/16, and you're telling me that I'm a $4 million guy. Great. What if I'm a $10 million guy?
Well, the Patriots have 9 guys making more than $4 million. If you're making $4 million, you're going, okay, cool. That's what I get a game, anyways. But again, Patriots have 9 guys.
Now I'm taking a pay cut.
Like Stephon Gilmore, I'm the greatest corner, I'm the best corner, defensive player of the year. I make $13 million a year. Okay, so I'm making about, 800 grand, something like in that range, a game. Not a million, but close. 250 to play one more game?
You're going to have to retroactively make sure that every person, so if you're a $250,000 a game guy, that extra game is $250,000. Now, it'll run out, because as soon as these contracts run out, eventually you won't have this problem, but on the short term, and it won't happen until 2022. You're still be signing guys. So you'll be signing guys in 2021. Their contract will end under the old terms in 2024. So you're gonna, as an owner and a player, you're gonna be like, wait a second, okay, how do I wrap my arms around this? Because they're adding a game, yet I'm signing a contract for only 16 games. Year three of my contract, it's going to be 17 games.
Yeah,
there's a lot. I think they can figure that part out.
A lot of complications.
I think I think that's easy. I think that's an easy part to figure out. The players just have to say, well, no matter what, you have to prorate me for that
because now
average game.
Now you're going to the stars of the game, the faces of franchises, the Pro Bowlers, right?
Yeah.
All pro guys. These are the ones that are going to sit there and say, no. We're the best players in the game.
Right.
We make more than $4 million. I'm not playing one extra game for that.
Yeah, and that's not worth $250,000. I mean, not to downplay, you know, it's a lot of money. I get it. But when you're making $800,000 and that one game can make the difference in your life, whether you may get hurt in that game. And I did this for $250,000?
All right, so let's bring it back to what it all means for Tom Brady. I think if I'm Don Yee today, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, boy, this is good for Tom. Because Brady's
good for everybody.
Brady's 43. And the only way we're going to make money on this deal is if a team is able to extend it, because we don't want a 1 year deal at $25 million bucks, because it's $25 million. So Joel Corey, a former agent who now does some stuff for CBS, came out and broke down what he believes is the true value of all of these top free agents that are out on the market, the quarterbacks. He claims that he projects Brady will get a 3 year contract totaling $100 million with $65 million guarantee. Andy Hart at WEEI.com has got all of the players and the teams. You can look it all up. And I'm looking at that and I'm going, there is absolutely no way the New England Patriots are going to, or should they, give Tom Brady a three-year contract totaling $100 million, even with a $65 million guarantee.
Not here.
It makes no sense.
That's a free agent contract going somewhere else. But here, I don't see that happening.
And you're 25 years old.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, but I looked at some of the other contracts in there. So there's Drew Brees at a 1 year, $28 million. Dak Prescott, a 4 year, $125 million, $75 million guaranteed. I saw some other contracts up there of veteran players who had been MVPs or at least went to the Super Bowl. Guys like Jared Goff, $30-plus million. Matt Ryan, $30 million. Russell Wilson, obviously, different category. But just those two guys, if you just allow yourself to look at the comps and that's what you do, just like if you're selling a house, what should I price my house at? Well, I have to look at my neighborhood, and I know, hell, I'm not going to get this. Even though I know my house is better, the comps, this house just sold, and it sold for cheaper.
Right.
He's going to be – do I think he can get – 3 years, $100 million, $65 million guaranteed. So basically it's a three-year deal worth $65 million, which could actually turn into a two-year $65 million deal? Yes,
yeah.
I think he will.
If I'm the Chargers. Well,
not that he will. I think he can.
No, absolutely. If I'm the Chargers and I'm looking at it, I'm sitting there going, I don't care whether we win or not. Well, we'd like to win, but what we need is we need a face of the franchise. We need marketing. And what better way to do it than to bring in the greatest player who's ever played in the National Football League, and he's going to wear number 12, and what do they call that, powder blue or baby blue?
Puff blue.
Powder whatever.
We need to get some excitement in our team.
Right. Are you kidding
me?
Well,
don't you? And I also
we'll do
feel
it.
Like.
But
I
if you're
like,
the Patriots, if you're the Patriots, there is no freaking way you do it. And I would ask anybody who holds up the wall, Fitzy or anybody else, to try to call us right now and convince us that it makes sense for the New England Patriots just because you love Tom Brady. He's been in the league for 20 years. He's 43. You're going to give him a three-year contract at $100 million?
I do think that what I think will happen, he doesn't need to do this. Brady doesn't need to do this for the Patriots, but he'll do it with other teams. We all think that these other teams, maybe two or three of them that are going to want him to play for them, are going to sit here and tell him why it's so good for him to be a Charger, to be a Buccaneer, whatever. I think it's going to be the opposite. I think it's going to be, listen, I'm going to tell you why Brady is worth it. I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to show you how much value you get, how much money. This investment that you're going to make is going to help you out in the long run. You're going to benefit from it, and you may think, oh, my God, $35 million, it's ridiculous. Brady's worth it because you're not just getting a quarterback, you're getting a CEO, you're getting a face, and you're getting the best face in the history of the game. It's only for 2 years. It's enough. It's enough to give your program and your to give them credibility, status.
Listen, I hate to say it. Cause
you're telling me Brady can't go. Now you're going to go to the playoffs. You're going to have 20 million teams in the playoffs now. half the league's going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even if you're 8-8, you're going to make the playoffs.
By the way, which was funny, looking at all the they were doing profiles on the last 10 years, 12 years or whatever, and what teams would have made the playoffs had they had a seventh team involved, and it was that 11-5 Matt Cassel year for the Patriots.
It would have been a nice run for them.
But the team that would have had four more appearances in the postseason, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Because they're always like the seventh best team. You know?
And I would also say, just to add to that, like, you know, so football is not like baseball as far as the records are concerned. Nobody really cares. It's not like a big deal.
You rush for 2,000 yards now.
Well, I mean, it's like big deal, but I don't think, you know, adding an extra game is going to, you know, all those people who romanticize the record books or the Hall of Fame. In baseball, it's like, well, we don't want to play a shortened game. We don't want to play seven innings. We don't want to speed it up. It's going to ruin the records. We got to keep those things sacred. For football, I don't think anybody cares.
No, I'm with you.
Listen,
one more game, you add about, what, 250, 300 yards passing on the season.
Yeah.
Guys are throwing for like 4,500, throw for 48. 5,000? The leader will throw for 5,500 instead of 5,200 yards, right? I mean, those numbers will go by the wayside. You know, career passing yards.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, easier to break because, you know, but here's the thing, because there was a time they played 14 games.
Right.
And
people
thought, and I thought going to 16 was perfect. You just, you know, now you're getting in. Now you really hit the sweet spot. I think the league really wanted two. The league wanted
they
two
did.
Extra games.
They did.
And not, so they didn't get two. They compromised. They got one game, and they got an extra playoff. So they got are you going to have? Six games on those two days? Three games each day?
Yes. Yeah. So somebody's got to try to tell me why the New England Patriots – should do this. And I know everybody loves
do
Tom
what,
Brady.
Luke?
And we love Tom Brady.
Do what, Glenn?
3 years.
Year contract, $100 million for New England Patriots for Tom Brady. So will people get pissed? And he might get more than that, for all we know. He might get more than that. But it does make sense for the Chargers, for an example. Think about this, guys. And you're right, Christian. You make that investment, and he, 65 guaranteed is probably fairly cheap. But you're having trouble with sponsors. You're the Chargers. You're not the New England Patriots. You don't have the fan base. You can't sell the personal
seat. You can't sell out. You can't even sell out.
But if you have sponsors that suddenly can meet Tom Brady and be part of it, we've seen it, right, with marketing people.
You know what?
Think
about this. Okay, so the Patriots come up, all these teams, and they have Dunkin' Donuts in the background. Think about when the marketing group is going to say, listen, okay, so now every post game is going to be Brady? People are going to watch it. Okay, we just raised our price from $1 million a year to $3 million.
Right.
Because we know that ESPN, Fox, everybody is going to be – it's not Jacksonville anymore. It's not Jameis Winston coming up. It's Tom Brady.
Well, I tell you what, there's no – that type of deal, you start to think about it, will be out there for Brady, especially with this new CBA, which kind of makes me wonder if the Patriots realize that these types of deals will be out there, if they even offer him, if they give him a number.
25.
I'm just saying, because then it sort of turns into, listen, Brady left. I mean, 3 years, $100 million. What was your offer? Well, we were willing to be competitive, but, you know, never got to that point. You know, the PR game comes into play. Because what if a deal is out there for 3 years, $100 million, and the word is the Patriots offered 18? I mean, really? You talk about looking bad.
Yeah, but they can't give him 3 years and $100 million.
I understand.
Another team.
Yeah. If there's offers out there, but they're looking at their system and saying, Bill Belichick's looking at it realistically and said, we can't go beyond, you know, we want to go one year 20. We want to go year to year with this guy. He's 43 years old. And another team's giving him $300 million, and you find out the Patriots' offer was 1 and 20?
Yeah, but the other team
is... that's just an awful look. I wonder if they're going to try to hold back and say, hey, go see what you got out there. When they hear those numbers, they're going to be like, hey, listen, sorry, we can't work it out.
Oh, I think
they may not even give a number.
I don't think they will give him a number right away.
What?
Wait, hold on.
I just want to be clear.
They're going to look bad.
So they've already told him, go out, see what you get, okay, see what you can get, and then come back to us. Tell us what you get, and then we'll match it. I think...
No, what are you looking for? And he says 3 and 100. Say, whoa,
we can't
do that.
I would say...
What are you looking for?
I'm telling you, make me an offer. What if I tell you? You were willing to go higher, but I told you what I was getting from Team X, and it's lower than you thought, and then you're feeling great about yourself. No, you want me, you give me an offer, and if I'm his agent, I'm saying we're not even negotiating with them.
Yeah, I don't think
they're playing this silly game. I'm not dealing with them.
I don't think that's in the best interest of the Patriots, and it could be that the Patriots had no problem.
Well, you have such a great relationship with them.
They have no problem with Tom Brady a year ago, because they were not willing to give him what he wanted, 2 years and $50 million. They were very willing to let him go without a franchise tag and to say, okay, you can become a free agent. Why? Because they anticipated that this might be what they're faced with.
Yeah.
And so they're almost better off now letting him go and face the market as opposed to being forced to give him $33.5 million on a franchise tag. Okay? Even though it's 1 year, because that's going to cost them $40 million. So they might have been willing to do that. Listen, if he goes somewhere else, he's going somewhere else because the team is looking at him. We were just talking about the business of the NFL, why they were adding more games. Everybody wants to increase revenue streams. That's why a team would take him, because he's a huge risk at 43. He's a huge risk.
I just think that the benefit to them is more than just him throwing footballs. Like, I would say right off the bat.
Not for New England.
It's already built
in. Other teams.
He's already thrown enough footballs for
New England. I would like to see, I mean, if it happens, every aspect. What if they do a radio show? The price just went up. Brady's our quarterback now. What about commercials? The price just went up. Everything goes up.
They can find ways to make it up to $100 million.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to raise my beer prices a 50 cents.
Right.
Because I know in one game, I paid his salary. Right. It's worth it.
He could fall apart at any given moment. I'm not sure he's going to go totally off the cliff, but he could start to roll a little bit off that cliff. And if you're New England and you're Bill Belichick and you want to hang around, you got to start looking for that next team. Now, you'd like to have Brady, and that's why I will stick with what I said. I think he stays because in the end, I think Belichick wants him around because they really don't have a replacement. And I think in the end, Tom might look at this, and he might reject going out there to the Chargers. He might meet with them, and they're going, oh, yeah, we do this with sponsors, and we do this, and we do this.
See,
he might say, I don't want to do any of that crap.
But that's not. You think that's the sales pitch to Tom? Hey, we're going to do this with sales, we're going to do this with marketing. No, they're going to be talking football. The sales team will be in the back room, like, salivating.
Sorry. Yeah, but he'll
figure it. They'll wait to have it.
He'll figure all the stuff out.
No, I'm sure he's going to know it. He's going to know no matter where he goes, they're going to sell the absolute living hell out of him. But he's going to talk to them, and they're going to talk to him how they're going to build a football team and give him some weapons to have some fun with.
So I want to talk about the way that people are perceiving all of this stuff. So let's bring in Jeff Darlington. This is what Jeff Darlington of ESPN said today.
The reaction oftentimes when I talk about Tom Brady leaving New England, he's not leaving New England because people can't wrap their head around the idea of him. It's time to wrap our heads around the idea of Tom Brady leaving New England because it is a very real possibility.
I've been
here
saying that for a while.
Yeah, roll with
I
it.
I mean,
it's more likely than not that
guy,
Tom Brady, leaves the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm
that's not
there
saying that he could still stay with the Patriots, but it is more likely than not that he leaves the Patriots.
I'm with you.
Boy, heavily influenced by his appearance with us.
Yeah. Everybody's a tough guy. Everybody's a tough guy.
So this was him, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago? When was he on with us?
A little less than 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So you heard all Christian's point the other day, and it sounds to me like you're hearing something a little bit different.
I think we're actually in the same sort of camp in terms of a lot of people, I think, are anticipating that Tom just comes back, right? Like, I don't think people are maybe taking it as seriously as it probably should be taken.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of us recognize that there's a pretty good probability that he does leave. My only take on it was the back end of it when it was essentially that the Patriots are ready to let him walk. I think that there will be a little bit more of a courtship than that. I think that they will at least try to make this work.
Well, no,
is that a feeling, an understanding, or is that a report? Because I feel like every insider needs to actually use I'm hearing, it's my understanding.
Right. Yeah. Same, right, Christian? Same thing. Like,
the feeling is what?
So I wouldn't panic for the people that have already picked that Tom Brady is going to stay, even though he's going to have to take a hometown discount to be able to do it. I think what a lot of people are hearing, and you hear it from Tom Curran, and you hear it from Darlington, I won't put you in the group, but and others who we know have connections within that Brady group, that Brady connection.
The difference between what Jeff Darlington says and what you say, you both have the same conclusion that Brady will leave, but what you're saying is because the Patriots are moving on from him. Or maybe their offer is a sign that they're moving on for him.
In essence, it turns into that.
What Darlington is saying is that it's not the Patriots that are going to move on. It's Tom. Tom is tired of it. Tom is moving on. So both you guys think that Brady leaves, but for different reasons. One by Brady himself, the other one by the team.
Okay.
Well,
is that fair?
I think that...
is that fair?
No, I still think I'm right and he's wrong.
Okay, but
because
is that fair?
Because in actuality, it's still what came first, chicken or the egg?
Well, for Darlington...
Okay, so what came first? It's just, in my opinion...
I think it was the chicken.
For Darlington, to be right where it's more of Brady's call, then the Patriots have to come close or match an offer out there and Brady leave.
See, my thing is that they all know how this story ends. And it's not like to just figure it out. I thought they knew from the very beginning. I thought they all knew from the very beginning what was possible based on the amount of money, the cap figures and everything else, where he was in age, what they wanted to do, what he wanted to do. That's what it is. So if they're going to have some sort of courtship that Darlington talks about, what does that really mean?
Okay.
I'm going to be real respect. I'm going to give you an offer just because, you know, all the history. My issue is this, and this is what the problem is with all these guys, and I'm going to ask you guys a question after I set this up, because I saw the movie JFK the other day. The movie JFK, if you remember the movie JFK,
yep,
with Kevin Costner.
Great
excuse
movie.
Me, you did you miss it the first time it came out?
Yeah, okay. JFK, come on. All right, and there's a scene in that movie with Joe Pesci, where Joe Pesci is trying to explain all the craziness and the conspiracy that is wrapped around the murder of JFK. I want to play it for you first. Go ahead, Ryan.
Everybody's flipping sides all the time. It's fun and games, man. Fun and games. They've been doing it for years. Who the f*** pulls whose chain? Who the f*** knows? Oh, what a deadly web we weave when we practice to deceive. This is too f***ing big for you. You know that? It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. Don't you get it? Man.
At Oliver Stone.
My issue with Darlington and my issue with all these guys is that they just can't see clearly. They're so affected. They're so influenced by people
by
giving them information.
They've been doing it for years.
By Kraft, by Brady,
by both sides.
Both sides. I don't care who it is. If you have a relationship with either side, you're somehow doing their work.
Right, but I think Lou characterized correctly the difference between you and Darlington. And if you listen to Darlington, it was a different approach today than it was 2 weeks ago with us. And that's because...
He's Joe Pesci.
That's because...
He's too big for you. You know that?
He's too big for you. Stay on the sideline.
He may be hearing from the Brady camp, and it makes sense for the Brady camp to do exactly what they're doing right now, to kind of leak some stuff out that it's not necessarily.
So he's doing their work. See, my thing.
They all do their work.
No, but okay. So he's team Brady. No, my point is, if you really want to give a good analysis, you can't include that noise. You have to be able to see through it.
That's not how
you
it
have
is.
To
no,
be able to see through.
Business.
Well, then you're in the wrong line of work.
Okay, maybe
because
you're right.
I can tell you that
maybe
I can
right.
see clearly.
But if you're Tom Brady. And it's probably not even Tom Brady. It's his dad. It's other people around him. They are presenting the view right now. I'm telling you, Tommy's going to leave. Tommy's going to have four or five choices.
His point of view is that, you know, everybody just thinks he's so used to the way Belichick works, he's just going to accept it. Well, and I've heard him say it before, right? Maybe he's just fed up with it. Maybe he doesn't want to deal with it anymore. Maybe this is not how he wants to end his career, and
he's
going to leave.
Maybe he's just projecting
right,
that.
Right, but that's just that. But I think what Christian is talking about is, get rid of all of it. Let's go back, turn the clock back a year or two. You know, take Brady's name out of it. Let's just talk about the free agent that's getting older. What would Bill do? He would move on.
Yeah.
Now, we all think it's different because it's just not anybody's name. It's Tom Brady's name. I'm not so sure it is different.
I think nosy
strip it
for that
down.
One. And that would be my question to you. If you remove all that and you just hand Ordway a piece of paper, say, okay, here's the last 10 years of the Patriots philosophy. Here's player X. Here's how they treated player X. Oh, wow, I made a lot of money.
They're
going to
give them more money than they ever have.
So, all of a sudden, you can see the pendulum swinging the other way. They don't really want to commit. They don't really want to dial into them. And then you give them example after example of other players who were in a similar situation, and then you add in your factor, which is a year early instead of a year late.
Yep. I would agree with everything you said, except that I think one
thing... And you
thing,
come up with the answer, he's gone. They don't want him.
No. Because I still don't know how Brady's going to feel when they finally get down to the nitty-gritty. We're not there yet. So he's projecting this right now to people around him.
Through them.
They're projecting
like
it out to the...
out like to a medium. The media. So Ian Rappaport and Jeff Tarlington is right.
Sheila Marie.
Sheila Marie.
Because it makes sense. You're creating leverage. You're creating leverage right now. You're presenting that, hey, just leave. What are they going to do? Because Bill Belichick doesn't have a backup. He doesn't have another guy that can come in and take his place. I mean, Andy Dalton, what are we talking about? Right. Mariota, come on. So he's using that.
It's never going to be as good as him.
What do you think?
So
what do you think? Brady's stupid and all this? He knows exactly
God
what he's doing.
God help the guy that has but to in take the end, snaps for a year
but,
after
but
Brady.
In the end, when the end, if he's faced with 3 years, $100 million, $65 million guaranteed, it's the L.A. Chargers.
See ya.
Okay? And the other option is New England will take you back, okay, take on a hometown discount. Take you back. Hometown discount.
See ya.
Does he take the comfort level? I still think that is wide open. I still think there's a big chance that he comes back under that because it's a risk to go out there into the wild world. You think
it's a wild world.
It is.
Wild world of free agency with people.
43.
Where people love you and praise you and give you
stuff.
Oh,
I don't think you guys are taking it that they love him out there in L.A. They don't love the franchise. They have no fan base.
They love a party.
Tennessee is one place where you could see him drop in pretty comfortable right away with Vrabel. We'll throw it out to people at 617-779-7937.
Funny games. They've been doing this for years.
The most loyal Patriot fan. You tell me, if Brady is given a 3-year contract totaling $100 million, $65 million guaranteed, should the Patriots give him that deal? We get back to the phone calls coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI. Tom Brady becomes an unrestricted free agent in
27 days.
The Brady Watch is brought to you by Northeast Electrical. We are powered by difference. Visit needco.com.
All right, back here on OMF, let's get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Here's Noah down in the Cape. Hey, Noah.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Good. So this Brady situation is really a tough one for me. I'm 25. One of my first memories is him, you know, coming on for Bledsoe winning his first Super Bowl. When I first heard from you guys that, you know, people thought he was leaving, I almost wanted to water up. But now that I've sat with it for a while, you know, thinking about all the young talent around the league, and I don't think Brady's falling off in any way, but to give him $100 million and then listen to all the national media talk about how, if he doesn't perform and get a Super Bowl for us, you know, they'll say that he's falling off. And then if he, you know, does fall off, what, after we give him $100 million, I really don't want to, you know, lose him, kind of feeling
not resentful, but
I don't want to lose you, baby. I don't want to lose you either. You're so sexy and so fine. It'll make me cry. I love it. I don't want to lose him.
I just don't know how you put those pieces around him. If the biggest part of the problem last year was you didn't have enough talent wrapped around Tom Brady, how do you do it and give him a 3-year deal at $100 million, 65 guaranteed, all right, so it's less than that, and yet go out and get those other pieces? I don't know how you do it unless you deal.
That's with the guy caller. Yeah, bring him back. And it's like, okay, this team needs improvement, correct? They got some guys defensively, and that was one of their strengths, that are free agents.
Yep.
So we want to keep the defense together while also upgrading the offense and giving Brady $30, $35 million? I don't see how that works.
But that plan, that salary was by an ex-GM who was just doing his own analysis of
an ex-agent.
Okay, an ex-agent. Okay, well, I mean, fine. I mean, I guess everybody's got their own. Listen, I talk to, you know, certain guys inside.
Here we go. We got scoops.
No, this is old news.
Should we have like a scoop sounder every time he does that?
Scoop leaderboard.
I talked to somebody.
This isn't really a scoop.
And lower your voice.
The fact is that whatever you think the answer is today.
Do you want the disclaimer first before you do?
No, this is not a scoop.
Okay.
This is not a scoop. Right. It's going to change. Like, so when I asked my buddy, I was like, dude, what would he be worth on the open market? Okay, you're running a team. What would you pay him? He's like, well, I don't know, this, that. I was like, no, just tell me, what would you pay him? Well, nobody will give you a right answer because I don't think they could, because what are the other factors? Who else is available? Who set the market? Who signed first? Maybe I was going to pay him $100 million, but, hell, Drew Brees came in at $85 million. Now I know I don't have to pay him $100 million. I can pay him $85 million and get away with it.
Yeah, but I think
so. The numbers change.
I always think that other teams would be willing to pay for your free agents, especially a guy like Tom Brady.
It's always
other teams want a piece of that. Like you were saying before, other teams sit there and say, "Okay, yeah, you know, we hold this amount of people, but we could sell out. It's an advertising dollar." This is so just interest. Period. Bottom line, have people talking about us, writing articles, local sports radio talking about our team. We got Brady now. There's a value on that in other cities. More than here. You could say, well, you lose that here. But there's so much, you know, it's like losing Brady, I don't think is as big to other cities as getting him.
Well, when you say
it's bigger.
When you say you lose it, I would answer it by saying if you're Robert Kraft, you're looking at it saying, we're still going to sell out next year. We got 50,000 on the waiting list. So people
and
are going to
be
do
so
it.
Much interest in life after Brady.
No question.
In us.
And it gives us an opportunity to redo this franchise, reset the franchise, to get back to where we are a championship contender. Because eventually this Brady thing is going to end.
Yeah.
It's not going to continue on forever. So it's either going to end this year or next year or the year after. He's not going beyond 45. He's already said that. So you want to reset and get to your next team. And by that time, your marketing is all reset. These other teams desperately need him. Maybe even in Chicago. We talk about Chicago. Chicago right now has a quarterback that the fans can't stand. They think he's the one guy that's keeping them back.
Young kid, too.
Oh, a young kid. And keeping him back.
Go ahead. You got.
No, let me go to Rocco. Rocco's like in Sardis. Rocco.
Hey, it's me, Rocco.
Faison.
It's you.
What's up, guy? What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Listen, give and take, no matter if Brady stays or Brady leaves, people got to understand this is going to be a reset year. All right. I mean, there's not going to have enough. You know, how many people do we? I mean, if he stays, there's going to be a reset. How many free agents do we have? You know what I mean?
Hey, like, Rocco, why would do you actually think that the Patriots signed Tom Brady and they consider it a reset year?
Well, absolutely. Look at his offensive
weapons.
What is reset?
Like, what is
you going to think of it? You're going to tell me that at some rookie tight end that they're going to draft is just going to come in and be so dominant.
Who said? I don't think it's going to be a rookie tight end. I think it'll be a veteran tight end.
A veteran tight end is like Cooper or whoever you get from the Chargers. The cat, I don't even know his name. You think they're going to be a dominant tight end? You think the offense is going to
explode? Yes, actually, you know what? Oh, my God. I don't think you're going to see Gronk. Don't think you're going to see Gronk as far as a version of Gronk.
No,
like, not the actual Gronk. But I think if you re-sign him, you are all in on winning.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I really don't see that defense.
Then Rocco, then you agree with me. Oh. Then they're done.
They're done skiing.
Yeah, there's no way that Belichick looks at this and says, we're going to bring Brady back for what? For marketing purposes?
No.
We're not going to go get other guys. They're not doing that.
Patriots would never do
that. They're not doing that. Matter of fact, that's why I think there still is a chance.
That kind of an opinion, though, is like you're talking about, like, we're getting so caught up in it. Just strip it all. Bill's going to do something for marketing?
No. Zero chance.
He's like, marketing who? What? Mark? Is there a guy named Mark?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, just get rid of all the opinions. Just what does Bill normally do here in New England? He's not going to pay Tom more than he did last year.
Right.
He's going to try to pay him less. And that thing, I remember Curran always said, too, if he pays him more, what that will be admitting is that it wasn't his fault last year. It was mine.
Right.
That might be tough for Bill to do. He's not going to pay him more than last year. He's going to try to pay him less than last year. Team's going to pay much more than he made last year.
For different reasons.
So do you think that the blame game will have an impact on what Bill does as far as signing or not signing?
Well, I think Curran brings it up, and I think it's a good point. Like, if Bill turns around and says, we're going to give you $30 million, that means, okay, you were much better last year than the numbers showed, obviously, right? We're willing to go up high. So you know what that means? It wasn't your fault. It's mine. I didn't put the weapons around you. I didn't have enough depth on this roster to maybe make up for a few things, you know, the things that went wrong. I mean, how else do you explain giving him more money after what we saw last year?
Yeah, I just, out of all the scenarios, that's the one I believe the least. Just take individually, separate them. If I said, okay, yes or no, the Patriots will pay Tom Brady more than he made last year.
No, they won't.
Glenn?
I think there's no way they're paying more. No.
Okay, so just with that alone, if you just forget about everything else.
Yep.
They're not going to pay him more money.
He's starting to strip it down.
I would say this. They may find a way, especially now, with a collective bargaining agreement, to have some voidable year, whatever, to make the thing look a lot better, to take the pig and put a lot of lipstick on her and make it look a lot better than it really is. So it saves embarrassment for him. The number looks huge, but really, what is he getting in guaranteed dollars? It's not going to be much. I would say this. It would not even surprise me at all if Belichick looks at all of these names, and I know people are getting fixated on Andy Dalton and all of, Bridgewater and Mariota, it wouldn't surprise me at all if deep down inside Belichick looks at it and says, you know what, we're not probably going to win it next year. We're not going to be good enough, but I'm going to be able to fix some other problems I have. And Jarrett Stidham is enough for us to win enough games next year that he might go with him figuring I'm paying him nothing.
You've got to win eight.
Correct. There's seven teams now in the postseason. So I don't have to do that much because with Stidham, I'm going to pay him $650,000. You know how much money that gives me to go out and get all of these other pieces? I'll find a running back.
Yeah.
We'll change what we do. That part of it would not surprise me.
They got a great running back. I'm just saying he's a first-round pick, right? So.
Well, they'll try again this year. They got a first-round pick this year. They try it all over again.
No big deal.
You have confidence in him.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Do get another running back.
But I'm not sure he's going to go out there and spend $30 million on a quarterback not named Tom Brady. I think people are crazy if they think that. Why? Teddy Bridgewater, you going to sign him for $25 million? Why?
The teams that have $30 million-plus quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, winner. Jared Goff, not a winner. Matt Ryan, not a winner. And lots of talent, thank you very much. Who else is out there? Drew Brees is 25.
Yeah, I think what he's
Stafford?
Gonna, I think he's going to put himself in a position,
Stafford,
Christian.
Makes that kind of cash. Eli always made that kind of cash.
But he's going to look, and Stidham might not be his guy. Stidham might be the quarterback, but not his guy. He still is looking for where's that next guy. Okay? Because the way they were able to build this dynasty was built off of what? A cheap Tom Brady, his fourth-string quarterback.
Well, yeah. I would say a lot of things. They were good at just managing the roster, their payroll, developing guys, making time. Yeah, they made a ton of moves that sucked, but they also made a ton that worked.
Right. Exactly.
That saved them money.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie's in a car. What do you got, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, two things.
Good, Eddie.
Brady's not coming back unless he signs a deal that he is happy with. He's not coming back. Like last year, he wasn't happy with last year's deal. He's not coming back unless he signs a deal he's happy with. And the other thing, J.D. Martinez, I'll tell you what, when you start making comments about someone being a snitch, I grew up on the street. I grew up in the project. The only people that call other people snitches are people that are doing something wrong that have a problem with snitches. J.D. better be quiet. He's talking too much.
He means Ortiz.
You mean David Ortiz?
David Ortiz called him a snitch. It wasn't J.D. Martinez, right?
No, yeah. David Ortiz called him a snitch.
I mean, Martinez did say...
Pedro had issues with it, too. J.D. Martinez said he's good friends with Mike Fiers. He didn't have a problem with Mike Fiers.
No, he said that Mike Fiers was the one that tipped him off.
Right, but he's good friends with him.
That's where he first did it, but yeah, he didn't call him a snitch.
No, he didn't call him a snitch.
Just the opposite. Jay's in Maine. Jay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, all good things. Listen, I can't understand why New England would even, at that stage, look at any kind of contract that's going to be that big. It just doesn't work. In the nature of everything that they've ever done and their success, they've never had the highest paid player in any position ever. And it's the diversity that they use by getting other skilled players, guys they can pick up for like $2, $3 million here and there, that help to make the team deep is why they won. And let's look at last year. Last year, the only reason why they had the success they did was because of the defense. So to go out and give this guy way more money than you can afford to balance out the rest of the offensive needs that you have, means you just get Brady at a high salary, bringing him back to do a lackluster job because he's not going to have the talent around him.
I think we all agree. I heard Tom Curran the other night was talking about this offense.
Let me ask you, so
isn't good enough?
Do you think if you bring back Tom Brady and because of it are unable to improve, you know what I mean? You could just draft a tight end, you know, but you can't be in a game for a tight end.
And
this is just what you had, because you just brought Brady back. Are you better off? Or are you better off going really cheap at quarterback and spending money in a tight end, spending money in your defense, and getting depth of your offensive line?
So
what team's better?
Well, I'll give you it this way. What you're basically telling me is...
your quarterback sucks.
They're bringing back the quarterback. They're bringing back Brady for marketing purposes. Because you're not bringing him back to make you a better team, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you have one of the two choices, which team's better? Brady comes back at 30, 35, you can't really improve the team.
Can't do that.
You go cheap at quarterback and you improve everywhere else.
Listen, to Tom's...
I understand your quarterback play will probably burn you at some point in the season. But you just wonder which team is better built for the future.
It's why I'm sticking with my point of what I think is going to happen. Because in the end... It is the what Tom Brady gave you, to his credit, all of these years by working with you to take less money, to move money around, to get all of those pieces.
Yeah.
If he's not willing to do it again, based on what we saw with this offense last year, not going to be a good football team.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to be good enough to what I think the standards we've all set for them, right?
Right.
I think so. All right, we got last call. It's coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boardway, Berloney, and Fourier.
Live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida.
Is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewards.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
And House Lubricator. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, the stretch they come.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate that car. Help a child today. Schedule free pickup 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. I must tell you this. A lot of males here in Twin Peaks. But they walk in here. Certain profile, right. But they all have like an extra kick in their step, big smile.
Oh, yeah. Before they enter the door, they're all slouching. Yeah. And they walk in, their shoulders are back, heads held high.
I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Sucking in that guy.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Let's get back from the gym.
By the way, these guys good. These breasts.
We were talking yesterday about Major League Baseball. Maybe the ratings will be up a little bit because maybe we'll get some fighting and guys throwing at guys or whatever. That's what the public wants. The public wants a bloodbath. Example, the Democratic debate last night drew 33.5 million viewers. For Michael Bloomberg to reach 33.5 million, he probably has to spend $1 billion in advertising, right?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. And why? Because it was a bloodbath. I'm telling you, it was so entertaining. 2 hours, I'm sitting there going, it's over already? Can't we have another hour? I mean, Elizabeth Warren just took the legs from underneath Bloomberg. Not that he was that tall to begin with, but they were destroying each other. It was awesome.
Yeah,
That's a debate last night.
Like, you know, I never thought I'd see the day where a Democratic debate was must-see TV.
It was like
that,
great.
That would draw more ratings than any game, any popular show.
No, absolutely.
I mean, listen, I'm not dialing any of the candidates. I want to see them make fun of each other.
They did.
That's ridiculous.
And Bloomberg actually...
It's bullying.
Bloomberg actually called Bernie a communist, and the expression on his face was unbelievable. Talking about fights, we got the Fury Wilder Heavyweight Championship coming up this weekend. They send Mudd out there and the entire crew. So he had a few questions Tyson Fury had to answer. Interesting answers, I would say.
So when it comes to picking opponents, if you don't care about money, how do you decide what you're going to do? Because a lot of boxers go where the money is.
I don't pick them, that's the thing. Top rank pick them for me.
What does motivate you? If it's not the money, what drives you to get in there and pound fists with some of the biggest humans on the planet?
Obviously, the cocaine and hookers.
One of the questions we get a lot from people is when you're in fight camp, when you're training, when you're doing all that, what's one thing you have to cut out of your diet that you love eating or that you love doing that you can't do when you're in camp? And then what's one thing you're going to binge on as soon as this fight's over?
One thing I've cut out for this camp is Diet Cokes. And I love my Diet Cokes. I usually have 20 to 30 cokes.
Last question.
Is there anything better than cocaine and hookers?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, but I don't know. Maybe the hookers you can afford are different than the hookers the average person can afford.
I go for the cheap $30 ones.
Well, do you have any advice when dealing for a cheap $30 hooker?
Yeah, always give yourself a shot of penicillin before shagging.
I'll tell you what. I don't know how good the fight's going to be. I don't know how good it's going to be, but those answers are hysterical.
I took that host a couple...
cocaine and hookers.
Yeah, I like it.
Cocaine and hookers. All right, big fella, we're going to do tomorrow. Lou's just run out here. He's on TV tonight. We'll be over at the ballpark tomorrow. Chris Sale will join us tomorrow. Ron Renicki will join us tomorrow. There'll be a
live
game.
At JetBlue Park
there'll
tomorrow.
Be a game going on.
Yeah.
While we're over there, and of course we're broadcasting the game on Saturday, but you'll get an opportunity. Maybe what we'll do is we'll give you an opportunity tomorrow to test your little play-by-play skills in the game tomorrow.
Cocaine and hookers?
Exactly. Yes. You need some training.
That's a good point.
You need some training. We'll do that tomorrow.
Good job.
Thank you to Twin Peaks.
Goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
It's over. We suck.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.